us about Real in the Closet.
Well, we're taking the first look at LGBT home movies. You know, the story of gay cinema has been told for a long time, but nobody's ever really looked at the home movies. And some of these we found date back to the mid-30s. And what you see is just this wonderful look at the LGBT experience. And I think it's time to weave that into the American experience. And I think looking at people living their lives is the perfect way to do that.
What's your inspiration for producing it?
I heard that they were being thrown out a lot of times. And what's happening is people don't realize the history that they hold in their closets just by living their lives. And sometimes people actually, who are family members, just start throwing stuff out at the end of a person's life, not realizing how important this kind of hidden page is. And sometimes families are actually throwing it out because they don't want their loved one remembered as gay. That's happening a lot more than we expected. So when I learned about that, I felt like, hey, this is something that we can lose and really never get back. And I'm hoping this film will kind of create a movement around digging into this part of the past.